wait a minute. There's no way that Trump wouldn't have jumped all over that and like celebrated shooting down a Chinese spy balloon.
How are we in this position that they get to push us around? It's not okay. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to everybody. Listen, if you have not subscribed to this podcast right here that you're listening to and watching, what are you doing with your life? You need to do that. You need to put us in your pocket. Take us with you. Subscribe. Take us. Gather us. And shove us right there in your pocket. Do it.
Subscribe. Then you can listen to us whenever.
Whenever you want. Take us on the go. Jog with us. You know? Or whatever. If you don't like jogging. I don't really like jogging either. But take us in your car.
That's right. You
know? Do whatever with us. But subscribe.
You really should.
Geez, Rumble is not working again.
Rumble.
Freaking sick and tired of Rumble.
Get it together, Rumble.
I don't know what's going on with Rumble. Anyway, we're not on Rumble. So hopefully the Rumble watchers will be like, you know what? We should look for you elsewhere.
And they'll be joining in some other fashion. You guys, a horrible, horrible, horrible thing has happened. There was a humongous earthquake, like 7.8 magnitude. That's humongous, that hit Turkey, Syria in the wee hours. So and it was so strong that apartment buildings collapsed, like literally just fell to the ground with people inside them sleeping soundly. You know, it's like 4 a.m, I think, their time. And so it just crushed. I mean, people had been crushed. And then like just within the last hour, a second one that was almost as big, 7.5, also happened in the same area. And now they're saying that 1,500 people have died, obviously tons more injured. I'm sure that number is going to climb. Horrendous, horrendous earthquake. I mean, I don't even remember the last time I heard about an earthquake that big.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. Oh, it's just awful, you guys. Awful. Yeah, they're at 1,500 right now. It's just so awful.
So we had to mention that right out of the gate.
Yeah, we have to.
God, I mean, just so, so tragic. So there's awful pictures, obviously. Turkey and Syria, Benjamin, that's where it was, in Turkey. I guess, like, you know, close to the border or wherever. So there's videos of literal buildings collapsing, like in progress of collapsing. It's just horrific. So you'll probably be seeing a lot of that on the news today. And oh God, I just can't even stand to watch some of the stuff that's going on.
Yeah.
So sorry to be the bearers of bad news so early on a Monday morning, but this is an important story that has just happened. Also, when was the near miss at Austin? This is another thing that happened.
I think that was Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it was Saturday.
And I feel like this is something that we're hearing more of. There was like a Southwest plane was taking off on a runway as a FedEx plane was landing, and they came within 75 feet of one another.
Yeah.
Like it could have been a complete disaster. Also,
kind of a big deal. Yeah. I fly out of Austin. Anytime I fly into and out of Austin because it's not the closest airport, but it's the airport that I choose. I like that airport the best. Like, is it because people aren't working and they can't find people to work? And so like, they're just sort of scraping the bottom of the barrel at this point with all
in
industries.
Like every profession. Yeah.
Right. Is this what's happening? Cause, and then they're like, okay, well, this guy is just falling asleep at the wheel. And then he's like, well, crap. Sorry. Oh God, you guys are about to crash.
This is kind of the basic function of air traffic control, yeah. Right? Is to keep planes away from one another. So that was a massive fail. Obviously, that's being investigated. But my God, I mean, that is not okay. Mm-hmm. So those are just a couple of your breaking headlines. Obviously, everybody was watching the balloon this weekend. That was quite something. So the balloon when they finally shot it down.
Huge story. Yeah. And the balloon, I know we're going to like watch some videos and stuff, but that story started on Tuesday.
Yeah. Or even before that, right? Because that's the first time it was in the United States.
I think Tuesday is when they knew that it was here. I believe that the timeline, it should have started Tuesday. I can't remember when you and I started talking about it. I don't think we really started talking about it until what? Thursday?
It was later. Yeah. I think it was Thursday when we started to hear about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But Tuesday is when they spotted it. And it's like, okay. And that's honestly when it should have gotten shot down.
Well, and it should have gotten shot down well before it even entered the United States. And so that's the crazy thing about it. And then, you know, you're hearing like there's all this obvious confusion that's coming from the White House where people are asking Biden, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing with this thing? And we even said when we talked about it late last week, we were like, you know, props to Biden for wanting to shoot it down. But they put the kibosh on that. The Pentagon and whoever else said, no, we're not going to do that because what if it then damages people and structures on the ground. We can't do that. So it was too late. By the time they even decided to shoot it down, it was too late. It was already over people and places, right? So I guess that's why they waited until it was offshore. But of course, that means it had all of that time to collect whatever data it wanted to collect. And then China's freaking saying, oh, it's just a weather balloon that got lost. That's all it is.
Yeah.
You guys don't have to worry.
Even though now they're taking responsibility for one in Latin America, aren't they?
There's one in Latin America right now. I don't know how they're handling it. Mm-hmm. And then there was all kinds of reports that liberals absolutely pounced on that there were actually three similar balloon incidents that happened under Trump and that he didn't tell us and he didn't do anything about it. And he just let China do this willy nilly. And that was the big story, right? So that's when I was like, wait a minute. There's no way that Trump wouldn't have jumped all over that and like celebrated shooting down a Chinese spy balloon.
Oh my God. There would have been so much celebration, so much shooting down, so much celebration. It would have been like that scene in Rocky III where there was like this, all the celebrating and like the dancing girls and the music, you know? I mean, seriously, he would have been so excited about shooting down a Chinese balloon.
Oh my God.
Let's all get real.
It would have been a story. That's not something that Trump would have tried to hide. Okay. Right. Like that just sounded so shady from the get-go. And in the bit, I'm going to play a clip of John Ratcliffe, who was director of national intelligence under Trump. I'm going to play a clip of him just absolutely shooting down, no pun intended, that entire theory, because it is so absolutely preposterous. And he's not the only one. There's Pompeo is also people in the know that would have been in the know are just like, this story is ridiculous and it just needs to stop because that's just stupid. But before we get to that video, I have to share with you this email because you guys, have you gotten boned? Are you getting boned?
Everybody get boned.
Everybody get boned. Morning. Everybody get boned.
Get boned twice or three times. It's Monday. You need it.
It's the best way to wake up. Bonefrogcoffee.com. If you've not tried it yet, you are seriously missing out, not just on delicious tasting coffee, but on the most exceptional customer service in the universe. I am now convinced nobody does it better. I mean, I'm even saying that about Chick-fil-A, which you know, Chick-fil-A is awesome when it comes to customer service. Even they can't hold a candle to Bonefrog. Let me give you an example. This comes from Belinda. This email comes from Belinda McDonough. She says, hello, Chicks. I just wanted to let you ladies know about the amazing customer service I received from Bonefrog Coffee. I ordered coffee, a coffee mug, and a t-shirt to give to my husband for his birthday. He loves his country and he loves coffee. And after hearing you chickies talk about how great it is, I decided to be the perfect gift. And she was right. You need to know that my husband wears t-shirts or flannel shirts every day, and he is a bit particular about them. I checked the website's description and made sure that the Bonefrog t-shirt was 100% cotton, as he will not wear any type of blend t-shirt. I know it's stupid, but it is who he is. This is what she says. She says, I received my order and the t-shirt was not 100% cotton. It was actually some type of poly blend. I knew my husband would never wear the shirt and I sent an email asking if I could return it. I wasn't upset about it. I knew it was just a mistake, but I wanted to return it so that someone else could have it that would wear it. Y'all, Tim, and she's referring to Tim Cruikshank, the founder of Bonefrog Coffee. Tim called me to say that they had recently changed vendors and failed to update the website. And he was so apologetic for the error. Then he told me he was having a custom made 100% cotton Bonefrog t-shirt made for my husband. And he told me to just give the Poly Blend t-shirt to someone else that would love it. I gave it to my son, who is not particular about his t-shirt fabric, and he does love it. The coffee is awesome. We'll definitely be ordering more. And my husband loves his mug and especially loves his 100% cotton Bone Frog t-shirt that he wears proudly. This is hands down the best customer service I have ever received. Many thanks for introducing me to this awesome company. Love you, ladies, and all you do.
They're the best. Absolute best. Can you even?
What in the world?
Seriously.
Like they just, every time we get an email like this, I'm like, well, they can't outdo that.
Yeah, they
and
can't.
And then they do.
What a guy.
I love him.
We love them so much, you guys. They're the best. And the coffee, unbelievable.
So, so good. And if you get a subscription to it so that you're never running out and it's coming to you routinely, you'll get 5% off your order when you go to bonefrogcoffee.com. There's a little drop down that says, how did you hear about them? And Chicks on the Right is listed there. Do that. You're going to get your 5% off of your subscription and you are going to get boned every morning and love it. Okay.
It's the best. They are the best.
Thank you, Brian. Brian says, sorry to feed your fears, Mock, but I read that such balloons are a preferred delivery device for an EMP. I know. That was the other thing that I was like, this is a test, man. This is a freaking test about how they're going to just get rid of all the power and all the,
nervous. It's like the fact that they're sort of like just exercising their prowess, like all over the place. They're just putting them in different places. It's kind of like a, for lack of a better phrase, it's a neener neener. This is what they're doing.
It totally is a neener neener.
It's a neener neener, you guys. Okay. This is what they're doing. And you know what? Furthermore, if Trump was in office, they wouldn't have done it.
Right.
It just simply
exactly
would,
right.
They just simply would not have done it if he was in office because he had a giant set of balls. And we don't have that right now.
No, we don't. In fact, just to give you an example, I don't know if you guys were paying attention to this over the weekend and watching the news obsessively, as I did a little bit, because I was so fascinated by this whole balloon thing. But there's this general dude from the Department of Defense who was answering questions about this on Saturday. And this was before they shot it down and before they even apparently were going to alert everybody to their plans about shooting it down. And he was just so utterly blasé and useless about the entire incident. Here is just an example.
Is the position of the balloon classified?
Phil, right now, what we're not going to do is get into a hour-by-hour location of the balloon. Again, we're monitoring it closely. As I mentioned, right now, it's over the center of the continental United States. That's about as specific as I'm going to get.
But I understand my being inconvenient, but does the public not have a right to know if
The public
is over
certainly has the ability to look up in the sky and
oh my
see
God.
Where the balloon is.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. We appreciate that. I mean, he's not going to do that, but he's going to allow CNN and Fox and MSNBC to do that, which is precisely what they did. They did an hour by hour. Like, this is where it is. So we're all watching. So you might as well just jump in and help us with that, dude. I mean, we pay your salary, so you might as well just help with that. Because the news channels were doing that. That's what they were doing. We're not going to give an hour by hour. Okay, so let some schmuck at CNN do it.
Right.
Because that's exactly what was that's what happened this weekend.
This is just incredible.
What a jerk.
You guys can just look up, okay? Cool. God, you don't need to know anything more. Just look up.
Everybody just do this. It's fine.
I mean,
totally fine.
God. The entire administration is so laughable. But as I mentioned, so there was the big report from an anonymous source that said, well, this happened 3 times under Trump and he was way more egregious because he's orange or whatever their reason was. And so, again, Maria Bartiromo had John Ratcliffe on. By the way, if John Ratcliffe decided I'm going to make a run at the White House, I would be down. I'd be down to clown.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would be down with a President Ratcliffe. I think I would.
Okay. All right.
So anyway,
I could try that on for size.
Yeah. Listen to this clip and then just put that on. Mm-hmm. See how
it
feels.
I'll see how it fits. I'll see how it fits. Let's see. Let's take a look. Let's take
a
look at that.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
There were 3 balloons, Chinese spy balloons, that entered the United States airspace during the Trump administration. And that they were not shot down and they were not disclosed. Can you please tell us the truth and if that's true?
Well, it's not true. I can refute it. Former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper refuted it yesterday. Former Secretary of State and CIA Director Mike Pompeo has refuted it. But Maria, the American people can refute it for themselves. Do you remember during the Trump administration when photographers on the ground and commercial airline pilots were talking about a spy balloon over the United States that people could look up and see even with the naked eye, and that a media that hated Donald Trump wasn't reporting? I don't remember that either, because it didn't happen.
That's right. It didn't happen.
It didn't happen. No, I don't think it happened either. I mean, it's this, and they lie. This is what they do. One person will lie. One liberal will lie. And then like a bunch of these news outlets will just run with it. They'll be like, oh, this is a great lie because TDS. Woo! And they just like run with it.
Oh, man, you're so stuck right now. You're so frozen. Come back. Is she frozen for you guys or is it just me? Oh, she's coming back. Are you there?
Am I back?
Yes.
Am I back? Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Could you hear anything I was saying? Because I was like,
no,
totally.
No, it got totally broken up.
Damn it. I was like totally on a roll. I was talking about Russian propaganda and everything. I was so mad.
Do it. Rewind.
Okay. I was just saying that liberals will take that one line, they will run with it. And then for 3 years, we're going to hear about it. So that this is the thing. Like, they just can take one little thing and run with it on CNN and then not care about it. And it's not, they don't have to put that toothpaste back in the tube,
yeah.
Which is exactly what they'll do with this balloon thing, which is a bunch of crap. It never happened. It never happened. God. Drives me crazy.
But the bigger question is, how did that fit work out for you?
I think he's probably really handsome is what
he's
I'm thinking.
He's very handsome.
Yeah. He's not my type. So I think he'd be okay. I think he'd be all right. Listen, he's a lot younger. I like I think he'd be great. I think he'd be fine.
Any moment I'm waiting for him to rip open the shirt and like there's
and
a big,
have a
S
big
underneath.
Ass.
Yeah, that's like that's the vibe he gives me, or how the kids say it. It's giving me Superman. It's giving Superman.
Right. He's totally your type though. I can see where you would date him. You would so have stakes with him.
I probably would.
Yeah.
But also, mm-hmm. I just think he's always, even when, you know, before he was director of national, he's always been a super effective, strong, like,
yeah,
you know, kind of,
yeah,
dude.
He has balls. I mean, the guy right. has balls. I think it's any guy that gets on a podium now that actually has a set of balls, we're all like, oh.
Right.
Look, he has balls, so you guys. He has balls. Look, there are balls, you know, because we're just not used to seeing that.
Right.
We're used to seeing all of these guys with all of the balls whacked off. Like they're just talking about pronouns. I mean, we need some balls.
We really, really do. Thank you, Travis. Travis says he's correct, because if that had happened, Trump would have shot them down. Of course he would have. And then he would have made a huge production about it. Like it would have been all he could talk about for days. You know what I mean? Like that's who Trump is. And so, that's just crazy. All right. Moving on from the balloon, which of course now China, we should mention quickly that China is super pissed that it's been shut down. And they're like, we're going to do some things.
Are they pissed? Are they pissed now? Good. And that's another thing. Somebody in this administration should be like, I don't care if they're pissed. Like, who's the person that's giving that statement? Who's the person with the giant balls that's saying, I'm sorry, we don't give two craps if you're pissed. This is what we think about you being like, who's that person? I don't see anybody making a statement about them being pissed and how we don't care that where's the leadership? Where is it?
The best they could come up with is that Blinken canceled his trip, which China was like, you weren't even invited. So we don't care that you're canceling.
This is the thing. Like who is that person? Where is he or she? Where's the leadership? So lacking.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't care that there are, do you guys care? Because I don't give a rat's patootie that they are pissed. Do you?
Well, I mean, I don't like it when China is, because I don't think we can win a war against China.
Listen,
that's the problem.
They don't get to push us around though. It's like, how are we in this position that they get to push us around? It's not okay. It's not okay. They're bullying us and this is not okay.
But what is okay is Field of Greens.
That's right.
Did you like that transition? Did you like that?
Fantastic. That was a really good, really good transition.
This is my favorite flavor of Field of Greens, you guys. I thought, you know what? I should show you guys what it looks like on the inside. I don't know if you guys have ever tried a green powder, like Can you see that? Oh,
you're going to waste some. It. Don't waste it.
I know.
She's going to start licking. She's going to lick it off her desk. She's going to freebase it.
I mean, I kind of would almost because it's totally. That tasty.
It's so good.
Especially this particular flavor. The pink flavor is like the most, the berriest of the flavors.
I like the yellow.
Yeah, you like the one that tastes kind of like tea.
Right.
But this is packed with all of the goodness that you get from vegetable, your daily allotment of vegetables and fruits. If you are bad at actually eating fruits and vegetables, but you really want the health benefits that you get, that you need from fruits and vegetables, this is it. You just mix a scoop of this in an 8-ounce thing of water, and it tastes amazing. It tastes so amazing that I overdo it sometimes, and you don't want to do that, but like it's that delicious. And I would have never expected that out of a green looking powder. I mean, I just would not have expected it to taste
it's
good.
Become my afternoon pick me up. I don't, because I used to drink, to do coffee in the afternoon, and I'm a coffee addict. So instead of coffee in the afternoon, I do a big thing of that. And sometimes I do two in the afternoon. So it's my coffee replacement.
It's so good. And I just, I always feel good knowing, well, you know, I didn't eat enough broccoli today, but at least I did this. And so I feel like, okay, I'm getting the stuff that my body needs, even if I forget to have like however many servings of veggies that I'm supposed to have. So you guys, of course, we have a discount code for you. If you go to fieldofgreens.com, you use code CHICKS, you're going to get 15% off of your first order. And then if you decide to do a subscription order, it's another 10% on top of that. So check it out. Fieldofgreens.com. Try all the flavors and report back on your personal favorites. We'll be very interested to hear that. Okay, moving on, because we have to talk about the fact that tomorrow night is the State of the Union address from Biden. And
it's going to be lit. It's going to be lit.
You know, that's going to be way after my bedtime. I am not looking forward to it, but I will watch because I feel like I'm obligated to do that. But Biden plans to, and this was, you know, this is obviously the date was set before all this spy balloon stuff happened. It's going to be interesting to see how he addresses that.
I don't think he will.
At all?
I mean, I think if he's not going to address it in the way that it should be addressed, I think he's just going to downplay it. It's going to be like,
or just say, look at us go. We shut it down. We're so bad.
I think it's just going to be completely downplayed.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Don't you guys think?
You're probably right.
They're not going to make a big deal out of it. It's just because, listen, I think because he is so in bed with China. This administration is so in bed with China. They're just not going to make a huge deal out of it. When in reality, I think it's a way bigger deal than what they're making it out to be.
Yeah. And it just, it's crazy to think that China is like super pissed. You're the one that sent the damn thing here. You know what I mean? Like you don't get to be pissed.
They are. China is such the abusive boyfriend.
Oh my God. That's exactly right. Perfect analogy. Yeah. So what we do expect Biden to talk about a lot is the recent job numbers, which were better than expected. So I think there was like 500 something thousand jobs added last month. So he's very, very excited about that. Eager to say it's because of me. But in the meantime, people aren't feeling that the economy is good, right? So there's like this huge disconnect between what Biden says is happening and the reality in the world.
Yeah.
And so he was asked on Friday, as he was touting like how great he is on the economy, there was a reporter who said, but like, what about the inflation?
And so eggs. Here
and eggs, right?
Hello.
And so here is his answer. He didn't like the question.
Blame for inflation. Could you just, president?
Are taking blame for inflation? No. Correct.
Why not?
Because it was already there when I got here, man. Remember what the economy was like when I got here? Jobs were hemorrhaging. Inflation was rising. We weren't manufacturing a damn thing here. We were in real economic difficulty.
Really?
That's why I don't.
Really?
And then he's just like,
eggs were like $2 a dozen, you jackhole.
And where was gas?
Yeah. I mean, it's like this. Is this guy out of his mind?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, because he doesn't live in reality. Yeah, he is. That's right. He is. I could have totally answered that question. Seriously. I mean, all the things that we pay for that he doesn't obviously have to pay for because he lives in an alternate reality. But all the things that we're paying for right now, like, I mean, eggs are off the charts. Groceries just in general are off the charts. I mean, everything is way higher than it was. We're living in a world of inflation. He obviously doesn't have to live in that world because he lives in DC. So, and we pay for everything for him.
Right.
That must be nice. What is that like? That would be great, wouldn't it?
It's a good life if you can get it. I guess that's why people stay in Congress for so long.
Yeah, I suppose.
I do expect that what we are going to hear a lot of is some bumbling and some screaming and some whispering. Here's a little example also from Friday about how Biden has trouble with words.
And the recalibration of last month.
Recalibration. He had some, that was a struggle. He was on the struggle bus with that one.
Did you get the, did you, I don't know, you probably didn't pull this clip because everybody already saw it, but half of the women in his administration are women.
Oh yeah, I saw that. I don't have it though.
Yeah, did you guys see that? Half of the women in his administration are women. Visiting angels.
America's good choice in home care. Half of the women are women. Well, you know, he's not probably wrong because half of the women are actually men.
That's true. great point.
That's what he meant.
That's a great point. Yeah. And they steal women's luggage. That's right. And they're bald, wear red lipstick. That's true. Mm-hmm.
Mayor Pete back on the talk show circuit to tout
about him.
Biden. I know Biden's economic plan. He reminds me so much of Obama in that he is really, really good at sounding articulate and using like fancy words and putting together well-constructed sentences that snow people who are dumb into thinking that he's actually saying accurate things.
And that he gives a crap. And then he gives like half a crap about them when in reality he just wants to like take their money and go live in the Hamptons. He's that guy.
And chest feed. Yes, that's exactly right.
Chest feed. Yes.
But I mean, he's a very talented communicator, just like Obama. That was always one thing that we were able to easily say and praise Obama about. Man, the guy knows how to deliver some speeches. He's really good at that. Yeah. And so too is Mayor Pete. It doesn't mean that they were any less full of shit. It just meant that they were good at it. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple clips of Mayor Pete to share. One where he was on with Jake Tapper, and Jake Tapper asked him, because do you remember, I've forgotten all about this, back in the Democrat debates when Mayor Pete was running for president, he harped on Biden's age. You remember that?
Okay. Yes, vaguely. Yeah.
I had forgotten that. But Jake Tapper reminded Mayor Pete, hey, this is something that you criticized. What say you now that he's going to be 81? When we go for re-election. So here's how Pete dances around that question.
81 on election day in 2024. Republicans such as Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley are already seeming to make a generational argument, whether that's aimed at Biden or Trump. It doesn't really matter. They're both in advanced years. You made a similar generational argument when you were running against Joe Biden for president yourself. Are you worried that it could work in 2024?
Generational arguments can be powerful. As you said, I've used them myself. The most powerful argument of all is results. And you can't argue, at least I would say you can't argue with a straight face, that it isn't a good thing that we have had 12 million jobs created under this president.
That's such incredible spin, isn't it? It's just like, it's remarkable, the spin that he put on that.
But he's good at it. He's good at it. Right?
I guess he's really good. They're just all so full of crap.
No, I know. You know? I mean, and if you have half a brain cell, you recognize it for what it is.
Totally.
But man, the Pete lovers are like, oh man, do they love him?
I cannot take him seriously. I just can't. When I see his face, he reminds me of a third grader. Like, he just has that face where he's just like, oh God, bubbles. Look at the bubbles.
Oh my gosh, it's so true. Well, he also went on, I think this is a Chuck Todd clip, again, to tout the results. Listen to this.
Got a lot of things to tout. Why do you think that it has not penetrated the American public?
Well, these things don't sell themselves, and it's one of the reasons I'm really looking forward to that State of the Union address. I will say that there have been so many accomplishments under this administration. It can be difficult to list them in a distilled way.
Difficult. It is. It's so difficult in a distilled way. Even.
You can't distill them.
It's just, you can't. You can't distill. What the hell does that even mean?
You can't distillable, you guys.
You can't distill them, you guys. It's so
difficult. Did you like
how
he said penetrating to Mayor Pete?
Did he?
That was my favorite.
Oh my God. Only you.
Penetrated?
Only you would be like, did you guys pull the penetration out of that conversation? did you guys pull the penetration out? Miriam did. That's what she pulled from that conversation.
Is that wrong? Is that frowned upon?
It's not wrong at all. Not for you. That's what she took out of that. She took the penetration out of that conversation. That's what
I mean,
she
just
did.
Thought it was an interesting choice of words.
It's so hard to distill it. It's so hard to detail all the accomplishments of this administration. It's done so many good things. So many good things.
So many, you guys. It's
so good. So good.
Unfortunately, it's not resonating with actual people who are living in the world.
What?
And I have none other than ABC's Jonathan Carl to explain why and how that message is not penetrating.
It's not penetrating, you guys.
The American psyche.
It's just not getting in there. It's not.
So here's Jonathan Carl explaining some recent polling results.
A poll this morning with the Washington Post shows significant warning signs for Democrats. Mm. More than half of the country disapproves of Biden's job performance, weighed down by significant discontent over the economy. 40% say they are worse off financially than they were 2 years ago. The most negative response to that question in nearly 40 years of our polling. And as Biden prepares for a likely 2024 re-election campaign, less than a third of Democratic voters want to see him renominated.
Oh, yeah. Yowza.
Penetrate that, Pete. Penetrate that. Wow. That's
ouchies.
Gonna leave a mark. Yeah.
That is not okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be an interesting State of the Union. Now, Tim Scott was on with Trey Gowdy last night to preview the State of the Union. And I thought I love this answer. It's a little bit on the long side, but anytime I can listen to Tim Scott, I'm gonna. And he's talking about what Joe Biden should say at the State of the Union. Check this out.
Look, what the highlight of the State of the Union for me was sitting beside you and we kept one another away.
I know,
For the most part. All right, what kind of speech do you think you will hear Tuesday night? And then what kind of speech should you hear?
Well, I think you'll hear a lot of glossing over of the real issues that the American people are suffering through. If we were going to hear something authentic from President Biden, it would be, American people, I'm sorry. I apologize for record-breaking crime, record-breaking inflation, and record-breaking border crossings. What I anticipate, however, is he will talk about nothing for as long as humanly possible and stop talking. What do the American people deserve? They deserve to be inspired. They deserve to be encouraged. Listen, in fact, it is true that the American entrepreneur, in the face of this inflation, has continued to hire people because it is the responsibility of the American people, not the government, to create jobs. It's leaders like Kim Reynolds in Iowa who've created school choice where every single child of need in the state will have access to quality education. The beauty of America is our future will not be dependent on the color of your skin, but the quality of your education. That will be your destiny. We can equip kids with that. I talk about the power of hope. Hope being opportunity zones that brought back $29 billion in just 2019 to make sure that we had lower unemployment, lower poverty, and more hope. I would give an aspirational message about what's possible in the greatest nation on God's green earth, and I would back it with the facts.
I love him.
I know, right?
Right? That's what it's all about. He's awesome. God, Biden can suck it. You know?
Well, and he's even making some folks on his own team furious with this whole new DNC proposition of changing which state gets to be the first primary voting state for Democrats. So Democrats are saying, sorry, New Hampshire, we're looking at South Carolina now because we think that that'll be a better state for Biden.
Because they're afraid.
Yeah,
because they can't win as it is, so they got to switch things up. And so now politically, everybody's like, "Oh, now that's like, we're freaking out." Yeah, as they should be. They shouldn't because they have to change the rules because they don't like the rules the way they are right now because they want to win.
Right. Well, yeah. And they know that South Carolina is where Biden clinched the nomination last time. And so they're making all these moves to change it, but it's not going over well. Here is a CNN reporter talking about that.
line here. President Biden has been trying to make the case that voters of color need to have representation early on in the nominating process, and that is what he is hoping this change in the primary calendar will do.
Arlette Sines, thanks so much. Let's discuss, Leanne, if people think that it's cold in New Hampshire right now, wait until Joe Biden goes there after he's gotten rid of them as the first in the nation primary. Listen to one of Biden's delegates from 2020, Steve Shurtleff, talking about this new proposal.
I'll look for another candidate before I'd support Joe Biden if he should go so far as to take away the first of the nation primary from the Granite State.
He wasn't one. That's a Biden delegate.
Well, the two New Hampshire senators didn't go to a party at the White House because they were so mad at President Biden about this. People from New Hampshire, politicos, are saying that it is going to jeopardize him winning the general election in 2024, should he run again. Of course, he hasn't announced he's going to run again yet. But New Hampshire is taking this very, very personally.
And I should say, like, these victories in New Hampshire, for folks who aren't nerds like the rest of us, are always pretty thin. They're pretty, pretty close. Like,
So New Hampshire's mad.
Yeah, they're mad. They're like, I'm going to park my car someplace else. You know, they're so mad about it. They do get really pissed.
But to
change the rules for what? And they're using the reason as race.
Yeah.
Is that they're, of course.
That's the Democrats, reason for everything.
The reason for everything is race. It's like, just stop it. Stop.
Please. Yeah. Please stop.
God.
Please stop. I know. Mm-hmm. God. Couple little tidbits because I did see you're going to be so mad at this. Fauci is going on speaking tours right now, and he's getting paid upwards of $100,000 per gig.
I can't. Yeah. And he's still getting his salary, right?
His pension.
I don't even know what his pension is, but he was the highest paid federal employee. He's paid more than the president. He was paid upwards of $500,000 a year.
Yeah.
For his work as a federal employee. We paid him that much money.
And continue to.
Yeah, and continue to. Yeah. And so now he's going to get that much money just for a speaking tour.
Mm-hmm.
He is such a troll. Like, and are we not going to invest? Is the House not going to investigate this guy for all the crap that he did? Are we not going to do that?
I'm still waiting for the Fauci files on Twitter.
Yeah. What is going on with that? What's happening?
I don't know.
Come on, Elon, get it together. Your only hope.
Yeah. They need to step it up, but maybe they're just pouring through data and they just want to get everything. Like, I don't know, but it's been a long time coming. So it has been.
Sick of waiting.
Last night, the Grammys took place, which I understand. I don't care. And very few people care anymore.
No, but
I am seeing in headlines today that everybody's mad about Sam Smith, Kim Petras performance, because it was super demonic and like, he was dressed up like Satan and then it was like super red and just gross. I mean, the song is called Unholy. So it's, you know.
Is he the guy that's like really doughy and the gay dude that's really doughy? And
well, he's not a gay dude anymore. Now he's a non-binary.
Okay, whatever.
Something or other. I forget.
Yeah.
Like weird pronouns. I don't know. But it was pretty gross. I saw a little clip of it and I was like, why? What? This is just one of those shock things that they do just to get people talking. And I guess it's working because here we are talking about it. But
yeah, but are people really shocked anymore by this stuff? It's like, it's not even really shock. It's just like,
it's just gross.
You're gross.
Yeah.
You're gross. Like, just like, go get help.
Well, and it was Madonna who introduced the performance.
Of course.
And so she even made a thing like, if you're somebody who's being called controversial and shocking and, you know, horrible and all this stuff, then you're doing things right. I should know. I've got 4 years or 4 decades of being a, you know, shocking, controversial figure.
Yeah.
But the most controversial thing right now about Madonna is her face.
Yeah.
You guys, here's a video that she released. This isn't from last night. This is from like a week ago or something like that, where she released a YouTube short about starting a world tour. And she just look.
I just want to say thank you to all of my fans for all of your love and support.
My God, what is
over going the last few days? On? I don't take any of this for granted. I feel like the luckiest girl in the world, and I'm so grateful for all of your support. And I can't wait to put the show together.
Why does it? Why?
I don't know.
She has no idea. Like, what is happening? Stop.
Oh my God.
Like, what? Why are they
no,
doing
it's not this? A filter. Somebody asked if that's a filter. No,
that's her
that's
face.
Her legit face. She's,
I mean, it's I don't even know if that's a facelift. I think it's just, I don't know what it is. I don't know what any of that stuff is.
I think it's fillers and pulling. Like, I think she had it pulled and then filled is what
why
is my guess.
Are we, why are people normalizing that? Why are people doing this to their know. Faces?
It's
yeah.
So
and you need
gross.
Eyebrows. Yeah. You definitely need eyebrows. Yeah. Girl. Like, what
but
is
then Joey's that? Like, eyebrows are the least of her problems.
So true, Joey. Like,
but what the funniest is that? Thing, the funniest thing I read is from Tim Young on Twitter, who posted a photo of her and it says, Madonna looks good for her age if her age is 2,700-year-old vampire who eats babies and small animals alive.
I
was like, yep, that's accurate. That's actually totally accurate.
I don't understand what people are doing. It's just, and it's not just her. It's like many of these other celebrities in Hollywood, they just look ridiculous.
It's just gross.
Stop.
It's
with
just,
the crap.
And it looks like it hurts. I mean, I can't imagine that, feels
I can't.
Okay.
Like, just get, like, just do, if you can't do that to your face, stop it. Stop.
Oh my God. Also, you guys, there is a special going on at omahasteaks.com. It's love at first bite.
I love this.
It's for Valentine's Day.
I know. You love Valentine's Day. She loves Valentine's Day, you guys.
I love Valentine's
She's,
Day.
It's going to be crazy. She's going to be wearing all red and pink that day. So just prepare yourselves for an onslaught.
I will. And on Valentine's Day, it will be 1 year, knock on all the wood, that I have been stroke free.
That's
so
true.
That if I make it through the show, then it'll be a whole official year.
I know, you guys. Oh my gosh.
Pretty stoked about it. So mm-hmm. yeah. So Valentine's Day, Omaha Steaks has a special. Steaks are so yummy. And you know what? Why go out when you can order yourself all the right fixings for a super romantic meal at home?
That's true.
You can have filet mignon wrapped in bacon. You can have delicious scalloped potatoes. You can have apple tartlets for dessert. Like, the whole thing is already there for you at Omaha Steaks. And it's $30 off when you use code CHICKS at checkout at omahasteaks.com. Anyway, so now I know that was whack, but it is time for actual whack.
All right, you guys. So yesterday I reach out to Mock, and it's just, I thought we were just going to have a conversation about this. Okay. I know that there are some of you out there that have heard of ELO. Okay.
Heard of them.
You've heard of them. Okay.
Listened to them. They were part of Xanadu.
There's a, there's a song called Mr. Blue Sky. Okay. There's a song called Mr. Okay, you guys are with me, right? There's a song called Mr. Blue Sky. Please tell me that some of you are with me and that you've heard the song Mr. Blue Sky. Okay, Mr. Blue Sky has been in a lot of different movies. If you don't listen to ELO, if you weren't raised in the 70s and 80s, yes, ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. The song Mr. Blue Sky, at the end of Mr. Blue Sky, there's like at the very end of the song, okay, there's a kind of like a robotic sound. And I always thought it said Mr. Blue Sky at the end. Like, if you listen to it, it sounds kind of like they're saying Mr. Blue Sky. Well, apparently there's been this big revelation that they don't actually say Mr. Blue Sky at the end of the song. They say, now turn me over. That's what it says at the end of the song.
Are you sure it's not Eddie? Are you walking?
Eddie, are you walking? No, it's not. I promise it's not. It's not Bernie Sanders saying, now turn me over. It's not that. It's not that. It's actually a robotic sound saying, now turn me over. That's what it's saying. And I had no idea. And it's like this big revelation. It was in the news this weekend. And I thought it was really interesting. And I was like, oh my God, I had no idea. Cause I'm like this person that apparently I suck at lyrics of songs. And I had no idea they were saying, now turn me over. Because it used to be that you had actually records, right?
Right.
And you had to turn the record over. And so that's what they were saying. They're saying, now turn me over. I thought it was saying Mr. Blue Sky, it actually was saying, now turn me over. You're supposed to turn the record over and then go to the other side. And so I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm telling Mott this, and she's like, I've never heard that song.
I just said, I accidentally don't know anything. Anything about this.
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what?
She freaked out.
I mean, you've never heard Mr. Blue Sky? And she's like, no, I don't, I'm not familiar with that song. And I was, and I rethought our entire friendship yesterday. I was like, I don't know if we could be best friends anymore. If you have never heard Mr. Blue Sky, I'm like, I need to walk away from the computer. You need to go listen to the song and then report back. Like, I don't know.
And so then my husband played a little for me and I was like, oh yeah. But see, the thing about me is that I'm terrible with song names. I know songs if I hear them. I would never know the names of all the songs. So I recognized it right away, but it's still not like a song I could sing along to.
The happiest rock song ever. It's like the beginning is like, dunk, 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 dunk. It's like, you know, everybody's like, everybody now knows what I'm talking about. So now you guys all have to play Mr. Blue Sky today. I was freaking out. I'm like, now this is whack that you don't recognize Mr. Blue Sky. You're a child of the like 70s and 80s and you've never.
Once I heard it, I recognized it.
But then again,
we still be friends?
Yes, we're still best friends. But I mean, I was rethinking everything yesterday. And like, listen, but you have to understand that Mock, when we did radio for 8 years in Indiana, and I found out one day on the air that she had never had a Big Mac.
That is also true. I mean, I hadn't at that point in my life.
Also, rethought our entire friendship in that moment. And I was freaking out because she was raised by Polish parents who like fed her healthy things.
Yeah.
Her whole life.
It's true.
So, I mean, there are certain things that I find out about Mock where I'm just like, mind blown. Okay. So everybody today, all right, in honor of whack, in honor of Monday's whack, I want you to listen to Mr. Blue Sky. And if you get a chance, maybe eat a Big Mac while you're listening to Mr. Blue Sky. Okay.
Yeah. See, somebody else said, I thought it ended with Mr. Blue Sky too.
No, it actually ends. Like when you hear it, now you'll never unhear it. It says, now turn me over.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I'd never even heard that part.
Those are the real lyrics.
Because the link that you sent me, there was a clip of just that very ending. And that's why I was like, I have no idea. I've never heard this
ever. Can we play
that?
Will we get a copyright if we play that? We'll get a copyright?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But people can easily find it. I mean, obviously it's everywhere. It. So
yeah. I love that song. I love ELO. Anyways, there you go. That's your whack today.
The good news is that we're still best friends.
Yeah, we are. We're still best friends, you guys. We survived that. We survived.
Until she finds out I haven't heard something else. And then it'll be like a whole other rethinking of the friendship.
We survived Mr. Blue Sky Gate of 2023.
I would be so bad, though, at like the name that tune thing. I would suck at that because I would recognize songs instantly, but never be able to name them, ever.
I think I would be pretty good at that. I think I'd be pretty good at it. Yeah,
I would be bad at that, you guys. Yeah. Bad. Do we have Cash a dog in there?
No, he's not in here today.
Oh.
He's still very upset about an article that I put on Insiders and Locals.
Oh, yeah.
He's still very upset about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, people should be going to Insiders and Locals. In fact, I'm going to be posting a thing there today that is...
It's really
a
awesome.
It's a personal thing.
It's about her family. It's really good.
This is why you should belong to one of those communities. And if you totally need should. Help getting there, I'll have a post about that on our website, chicksontheright.com, in just a little bit.
Yeah.
So you can get on
I totally
there.
Forgot to tease our website. It's chicksontheright.com. I think you guys know that, but go there. My hair's sticking up. It's one of those days. Sorry. Sorry about my hair today, you guys.
It's offensive.
I didn't care.
I didn't shower. That's why my name today is No Shower Mock Day.
I'll care tomorrow about my hair. I'll care about the hair. You guys, I hope you have the greatest Monday of your life.
For real. The best ever.
And you guys, look out for balloons. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.